You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hope you had a great weekend, everybody. Gang's all here ready to go on this Monday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Joe Burrow of my Bengals will join us. Carson Palmer, the former Heisman Trophy winner. And Joe Thomas, former Browns offensive lineman working for the NFL Network. Phone calls every Monday, always welcome. Best and worst of the weekend, what you saw that you liked, you didn't like. Your chance to jump in on all the action. Say good morning to our streaming partner. That's Peacock. You can download the app and watch all 3 hours for free. And we are rapidly approaching 400 cities around America carrying this program, including the all-new 104.9 Fox Sports Upstate in Greenville, South Carolina. And they're the home of the South Carolina Gamecocks. I believe the vice president of programming is Brian Hall.
Oh, B. Hall?
Yeah, B. Hall, yep. The end all. And I want to thank him for bringing this program. He obviously knows great radio. He's bringing this program to Greenville, South Carolina. Greenville, if you're not happy, blame Brian Hall.
Oh, no.
877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp at danpatrick.com. Twitter handles at DP Show. Poll question, play of the day, stat of the day, all of that forthcoming. You know, the August coverage of the NFL didn't play out the way we thought with September performance yesterday. Remember all those predictions? All the analysis you heard the last 6 months? Throw them out the window after week one of the NFL season. Super Bowl buzz in Buffalo. That's going to have to wait. Bills losing to the Steelers. Everybody said the Texans were the worst team in the NFL. Well, we'll recalibrate that after Houston blew out the Jags. And maybe it's not shocking that the Saints beat the Packers. It's how they beat the Packers. New Orleans completely shutting down Aaron Rodgers. And Jameis Winston threw 5 touchdowns. If I would have said, hey, a quarterback in the Saints-Packers game is going to throw 5 touchdowns, and the other one is going to have one of the worst games of his career. It went the opposite way. Cardinals going into Nashville and blowing out my Titans. How about the Eagles dominating the Falcons in Atlanta? Bengals start out with a win. Overtime win over the Vikings. It was a wild Sunday. Now we have to resist the urge to overreact, because the storylines and many others could flip by next week. And that's why we love the NFL, even if many of the things we all predicted turned out to be false. McLovin, what's the poll question you have today for the audience?
Okay, as always, we will start negative. Most disappointing. So you could do this one of two ways. Bills or Packers as the most disappointing, or you could put several teams on there. Okay. Bills, Packers, Titans, Falcons, and maybe the Vikings? I don't know if you put the Vikings on there.
Yeah, the Bengals at home. I know they said that was an upset. I wasn't surprised the Bengals beat the Vikings. I have no idea what to expect out of the Vikings. I don't expect a lot out of the Vikings, let me put it that way. But the Bengals at home, and I guess Ja'Marr Chase is okay with the football, because there was a report that in college you have the white lines on the college football. And he wasn't able to pick up the NFL football. But he was okay yesterday at, around 1:30 yesterday afternoon when Joe Burrow hit him for a long touchdown. What are the other ones there?
Well, I think the Bills. Well, I think it really comes down to the Bills or Packers, because those are the only real Super Bowl caliber teams who disappointed. Do you put the Titans and the Falcons in that conversation?
Well, I put the Titans in there because I'm high on the Titans, and you get blown out at home. Buffalo losing to Pittsburgh, that's a big deal. I'm not surprised the Packers lost. I'm surprised at how they lost. The Falcons losing at home. I do think the Falcons are going to be good this year. I mean, they're going to be average this year. Maybe they get 8 or 9 wins. It's the margin of victory that you didn't expect. Certainly with what the Eagles did to the Falcons and the Cardinals did to the Titans. Pittsburgh beating Buffalo, I mean, that's a good Pittsburgh defense. And you saw that. And they didn't put pressure on Ben. I mean, you got a stationary target there. That was what was surprising there. I'm always amazed when a coach comes out. So you just, this is first game. First game of the season. You're on the road. A lot of drama that happened in the offseason with Green Bay. And Matt LaFleur, the Packers head coach, talked about his team not playing with intensity.
They obviously came out with a lot more intensity than we did. They were the hungrier team, and that's disappointing, especially when you have a team like we feel we have, the leadership. But ultimately, I did a pretty bad job getting these guys ready to play.
Okay, for the life of me, I don't understand this. First game of the season. A lot has happened. No, we got bridge over troubled waters. Maybe the water's a little smoother now. And you go and play a game like that on a neutral site. That, to me, there's no excuse for that. First game of the season. Yeah, they had more intensity than us. Why? Here's another thing I hate when an analyst says, boy, they're well coached. I heard that a couple of times over the weekend. College game, man, they're well coached. Would you tell me if they're not well coached? Like, when does an analyst, it always feels like, I don't have anything to say about this team. They're well coached. Okay. How about you tell me when somebody's not well coached? McLovin, what kind of poll question other than that
okay.
one? Although I like that one. Most disappointing, I still think it's the Bills because the stakes are so high for the Bills. And Josh Allen. Yes, Paul.
I'd like to throw the Browns in that one. And even though the Browns had a nice game yesterday, if I'm a Browns fan, I'm very angry because we had the Chiefs again, if you remember the playoffs last year. Mm. I think the Browns had about 295 yards at halftime. They could have run the ball. I don't know. That would bother me if I'm a Browns fan, even though I still feel good about the Browns.
You want to have Baker Mayfield have a signature moment, and it feels like we're still waiting for that signature moment. It was a great first half. I wasn't going to be surprised if Cleveland won this game. But you just can't leave open that window of opportunity for Patrick Mahomes. And you got a punter. All you got to do is just punt it. Just get the ball and punt it. Like, the lack of concentration on getting the ball, like, at that point in the game, how do you not have concentration? What could you possibly be thinking other than, I got my hair in a man bun, and I got to catch this football and punt it. That's it. That's all I have to do. And then you go, whoa, and then you run around, and then all of a sudden, Chiefs take over. Like, those are the little things. We can talk about marquee players. We can talk about strategy. We can talk about a variety of things. Sometimes it comes down to just one moment where somebody does something stupid. And that decides the game. You had a moment with the Patriots against the Dolphins. A late fumble. All you have to do is not fumble. Doesn't matter. Yeah, I'm going after more yards there. No. You just cost your team a victory. The Browns punter cost his team a victory. One moment. Everybody else, you know, we look at the entirety of a game and you go, oh, there's so many moments. And then it comes down to that. Somebody does something, somebody doesn't do something. And that's why it's so hard to handicap that, because I thought New England was going to win that game. I thought Mac Jones looked good. I thought he had training wheels on. You know, you got to score touchdowns in the NFL. You can't just rely on field goals. And they allowed Miami to stay in the game. Miami played some good defense in the red zone. Hold on to the football. That's it. That's all you got to do. You kick a field goal, you win the game. The punter just punted. Now, there's still a chance that Mahomes will win it, but I like my odds a whole lot better when they're in their territory as opposed to our territory. This program brought to you by Dollar Shave Club. Upgrade to a Dollar Shave Club 6-blade razor. Noticeably smooth shave thanks to their 6 precision-cut stainless steel blades. Find your perfect shave with Dollar Shave Club, and you'll find it in stores. It's Dollar Shave Club in-store, or go to the store and actually ask for it, dollarshaveclub.com. Yes, McClellan.
So you were talking about the NFC West all week being a tough division.
Yeah.
How about this poll question? Who had the best Sunday out of the 4 NFC West quarterbacks? Matthew Stafford had a league-high 156.1 rating. Russell Wilson right behind, 152.3 rating. Jimmy G was virtually perfect, 124 rating. Mm-hmm. And Kyler Murray threw threw a bunch of touchdowns. It was nearly perfect. All 4 quarterbacks had like career days.
Did Murray throw for 4 and run for 1?
Yep.
Yeah. I'm going to say Matthew Stafford because you christen a new stadium. So much hype. They gave up so much for you. We want to see if Matthew Stafford, with a good team, is going to be an MVP candidate. And I would say that, although Russell Wilson was spectacular. That game against the Colts, he had some throws that were just marvelous. All of those quarterbacks. I mean, Jimmy Garoppolo, you're still going, yeah, but Trey Lance going to be a starting quarterback. And then who would have thought, Paulie texted this to us, it was like, okay, if you had first rookie quarterback to throw a touchdown this year, who had Trey Lance, I wouldn't have had Trey Lance. Comes in, 1 for 1, 5 yards, touchdown.
His quarterback rating is nuts.
Yes, McLovin.
I hate to say this, was the bulletin board material of drafting Trey Lance, did it light a fire under Jimmy G?
I don't know. Did it help with Aaron Rodgers and Jordan Love? By the way, there was a headline that says, Aaron Rodgers benched. And I went, I don't think he got benched. I think they probably thought, you know what? This is a long season. We're not winning this game. How about we put Jordan Love out there? I think you'll see Jordan Love a little bit more this year, whether the Packers are winning big or they're getting blown out. It was not a good weekend for the NFC North, to put it that way. That would be an ofer for the North. NFC West, 4-0. Yeah, Paul.
There was a point last night around 7:30 where the Bears had sole possession of first in the NFC North.
And the then the two, game started.
Yeah, the other three teams were 0-1 and the Bears were 0-0.
Yes, McLovin.
Can we give the Detroit Lions a moral victory, though? That was an incredible performance they put on to come back.
That might be the best loss of the weekend, but there's no quitting that Dan Campbell-led Lions team. They're well coached. Yes, they are. We'll check in with Jimmy Jimerson. By the way, I think we, do we have a Jimmy Jimerson t-shirt, Seton? We're working on a Jimmy Jimerson one.
One being workshopped.
Yeah. Well, let me go to the insider and ask Jimmy Jimerson about the Jimmy Jimerson t-shirt. Yes, Jimmy.
Well, that's what people are looking for answers on right now, okay? Obviously, Jimmy Jimerson's taken off a little bit. People are demanding a t-shirt. Now, will the Dan Patrick Show produce one? That's the question. Sources right now tell me they're working on one, but nothing solid yet.
All right.
Back to you.
Thank you, Jimmy. That's Jimmy Jimerson. We're going to settle on poll question. We'll take a break. Joe Burrow is going to join us on loan with the Bengals.
We're starting with the most disappointing week one performance on danpatrick.com.
Okay. Because we have former quarterbacks with the Bengal. We have a former Bengal quarterback, a current Bengal quarterback. Both were Heisman Trophy winners. It's sort of a theme show. And then we have one of the great tackles in the history of the AFC North, and he plays for the Browns, played for the Browns, Joe Thomas. So we're kind of Midwest-centric today. We'll take a break. We'll get phone calls, best and worst of the weekend. We'll give you ours. We got some surprises coming up a little bit later on, some announcements to make. But when we come back, we'll talk to the Bengals quarterback, Joe Burrow, here on the Dan Patrick Show. Discover that Discover credit card, and you will realize that Discover matches all the cash back you earn on that credit card at the end of your first year automatically. No limit on how much you can earn. Pretty amazing. In fact, it's even more amazing because of all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of the places in the United States that take credit cards take Discover. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing the word yes more often. Learn more. Discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen Report limitations apply. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app. Phone calls are welcome, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle, @DPShow. Settled on our poll question, most disappointing performance over the weekend. Bills, Packers, Titans, Falcons, Vikings. I'm not surprised the Bengals beat the Vikings, so I wouldn't put the Vikings in there, McLovin. My Bengals beating the Vikings.
Got it. They're out.
Okay. You going to put somebody else in there? Isn't this going to be Buffalo? They lost at home to Pittsburgh. Everybody's talking about Josh Allen and the Bills being a Super Bowl team.
Well, Green Bay, I think those are 1 and 2.
Yeah.
I don't think the Browns belong on there. I thought they looked pretty impressive.
I think it's how they lost, because they were the better team for three quarters, and then all of a sudden they gave Mahomes an opportunity, and he took advantage of that. Joe Burrow, the Bengals quarterback, led the Bengals to the win against the Vikings 20-27, threw for a couple of touchdowns, including one to his former teammate, Jamar Chase, as they pick up the victory in overtime. Congratulations, Joe. How do you feel today?
Good to start the season off with a win, especially the way we won. We, you know, faced some adversity and came out on top. That's something we weren't able to do last year, so it's good to get a win like that.
Take me into overtime. 4th and 1. You have the ball at your own 48. There's 39 seconds to go. In the third quarter, you had a 4th and 1. You ran the ball. What's the conversation like with that play call to keep the drive alive?
Yeah, we're going to put the ball in my hands. You know, I saw a look from the defense that, you know, I think opened up the play that we had. So we got to that play, and, you know, it was didn't work out the way we expected it to, but we got the job done.
Wait, but you go to the line of scrimmage. Is the play called going to be a running call?
Yes. Yeah, it is.
And then you see something, and then you realize that, hey, I got an option here, and I can hit my tight end.
Yeah, they put basically a D lineman over the center and then two D linemen in the A gaps, and so I knew it was going to be tough to run the ball. So we just got to a pass and executed it.
How much fun is it to take me back to the play in the huddle. What is the play that you threw to Jamar for his first NFL touchdown?
Just double go Y shallow. Just tell Jamar to run as fast as you can. I'm going to throw it up to you.
Okay. So did you say, Jamar, just run as fast as you can, I'll throw it up to you?
That was understood.
Explain this whole, the college football to the NFL football, and Jamar was not able to pick it up. I mean, I understand it, but it sort of came out. I'd never heard it before from a wide receiver.
Well, I think Jamar's an honest guy, and he's been having some struggles. Basically just in the preseason games. You know, he's been playing really well in practice, and you know, the NFL football is different. I don't know how big of a part of this playing in the drops he was having in the preseason, but, you know, there's no doubt in my mind he's going to show up ready to play game one, and he sure did. You know, people were asking me what I think he was going to look like yesterday, and I told everyone, just don't worry about Jamar. All right, he's going to show up on game day and do his thing, and that's exactly what he did.
How much do you think of your offseason with your surgeries with your knee?
No, I've put in the work to not think about the knee at all. You know, I got rolled up, got hit on it yesterday, and, you know, it felt great. So that was exciting for me. You put that behind us, and we can move on.
What was the worst day for you?
Worst day in the rehab?
Yeah.
I mean, those first couple of days after surgery were pretty excruciating. You know, there was a lot of damage in there, a lot of trauma, and so those first couple of days after surgery, basically any kind of movement was excruciating pain. So that was not very fun, but we got out of that fairly quickly after about a week, and then it was smooth sailing.
Bears played the Rams last night. How much of that game did you watch, since your next game is against the Bears?
Yeah, I watched all of it. You know, they obviously have some really good players on defense. You know, the Rams played really well. They got some Rams are loaded. Gonna have to bring some of that next week. I'm excited to go into Chicago. I think that'll be a fun road game. They're talented on defense. We're gonna have to show up to play.
Is the game slowing down? College quarterbacks are, you know, relatively new quarterbacks in the NFL talk about usually year two it starts to slow down a little bit. You're able to kind of see things differently. Has that happened to you?
Yeah, I think, you know, right before I got hurt last year, it was really starting to click for me and slowing down. And then I got hurt and wasn't able to really show that the last part of the season. So, you know, I felt really comfortable back there yesterday, and we had a great plan going in. Ran the ball well. Defense played great. I think it was a great team win.
What advice would you give a rookie quarterback?
Don't be afraid to make mistakes. You know, go out there and play your game. You know, if you see a throw, let it rip, and then, you know, talk about it later. But, you know, when I got in trouble was when I was indecisive and, you know, slow and wasn't really sure what I wanted to do. And when I just went out there and let it rip, you know, I played pretty well.
Are you on social media?
Yeah, I'm back on there. I'm not a big Twitter guy, but I'm on Instagram.
It's dangerous, Joe.
It is. It really is. That's why I'm not on Twitter. Because, you know, Twitter, they can get to you. You know, every little thing you get, you see. Instagram, you're kind of in your own little world. You don't have to look at all that stuff.
Were you on Twitter last year?
I mean, a little bit. Oh. Not too much, but Twitter, yeah, Twitter's a not a very positive place.
How did they rough you up? What were some of the things that were said?
Oh, I mean, you hear it all. Bust, weak arm, terrible. I mean, all of the above. You hear it all on Twitter.
Instagram's a little more positive. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. You know, I think everyone has a positive mindset on there.
Yeah. If you could change one rule in the NFL that you had in college, is there a rule that you would love to change?
No, that's a good question. I would like for there to be less TV timeouts.
Yeah.
You know, it feels like every series you're running out there and waiting for 4 minutes before you start to play. It really feels like, I don't know, it feels just like you take a long time to get out there and call the play.
What do you talk about when you're out there waiting for the game to start or continue, resume?
Well, you hear Zach in the headset, you know, going through his thought process on what play to call, and going through his thought process as far as, you know, what my job is on that play. And then he relays what he wants me to tell some of the guys in the huddle as far as what pertains to their jobs. And then also you just, you know, kind of have a little fun out there. Talk about whatever, you know, you don't want it to get too serious.
Did you want to talk about the LSU Tigers?
Yeah, sure. I'll talk about the Tigers.
Did you watch the UCLA game?
I did, yeah.
Ouch.
I did.
Yeah.
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 That was a tough one. But, you know, I think they got a great coaching staff that'll get that right.
Yeah.
Seemed like the physicality was lacking a little bit. And if I know Coach O, that's not going to last very long.
Does Ohio State's loss affect you at all?
No, I haven't played with, you know, last year, I had some guys on the team that I played with, so I was rooting for them. But no, it doesn't affect me too much. I still talk to some of the coaches there, so I still have some relationships on the team, but I wouldn't say it affected me.
Well, it's great to talk to you. And I mean, you talked to Urban Meyer about giving Trevor Lawrence advice. Was that during the offseason?
Yeah. I mean, Coach Meyer, stay in contact. You know, we're good friends now. And so, you know, we talk on and off, you know, every couple weeks. He just checks in. You know, he's a good guy, good coach. You know, I'm excited to play against him week four, though.
Wait, so you're friends with him now, you said?
Yeah, yeah.
But you weren't friends with him?
Well, I mean, he was my coach. You know, he was hard on me. But now that, you know, we've kind of got away from it for a while, you know, we're good friends. We talk a lot about a lot of different things, football, life, all that good stuff.
Does he make you laugh? Is he funny?
Yeah, he's hilarious in his own way.
Yeah, but I keep hearing that about Nick Saban and Bill Belichick, but I never see it.
Well, I don't think they want you to see it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, they're doing a good job of that, Joe. Hey, congrats on the win. Good luck against the Bears. And, you know, maybe Justin Fields will be getting a little more airtime for the Bears with this game.
Yeah, you know, he's a good player. He was, you know, the three plays he got yesterday, he was exciting to watch. He's going to have a good future.
Thank you, Joe. Good to talk to you.
Yep, thanks, Dan.
That's Joe Burrow, Bengals quarterback. Last time we saw him was in Miami at the Super Bowl, came in. He was taller than we thought, looked a little more like the actor Vince Vaughn than we thought, and a little slighter than what we thought. A lot of these quarterbacks, like Matt Ryan, when we saw Matt Ryan at Pebble Beach, it's like, damn, he's every bit 6'5", 6'6". Quarterbacks look a whole lot bigger in person. Well, some do, because you see him being thrown around like ragdolls, and you're like, first time I met Dan Marino, I'm like, How's the defense throwing you around like that, dude? You're a big guy. Phil Sims, big guy. Carson Palmer, big guy. A lot of times you look at these, you see Big Ben, and he is big. Yes, McLovin.
How about Tom Brady? You put him in that list?
No. He's taller than you think, but not big. Josh Allen is taller than he looks and bigger than he looks. But you watch these defensive players, and they just throw them around. Yeah, Paul.
I went back and watched the Joe Burrow interview from when we were at the Super Bowl in Miami. Do you remember the first question we asked him? Because we were talking about how young he looked. You asked him if he shaves.
Oh.
He goes, I have shaved.
No.
I don't shave regularly. That's great. Because we were talking about how young he looked.
Yeah. I remember the big deal was, did you want to be drafted by the Bengals? We're not going there anymore. Man, I'm hearing from my friends in Cincinnati. What are you trying to do? You're trying to sabotage? I'm going, I just want to know if he wants to be drafted. It's not that crazy. Like, people are so territorial, and I'm not. My job is to just say, hey, do you want to go there? Eli Manning did not want to go to the Chargers. John Elway did not want to go to the Colts. It's happened before. It's not like I go, man, he's gonna demand to be traded. It was just, I wanted to hear if he truly was embracing Cincinnati, the Bengals, wanting to go there. He's an Ohio guy. Although people think he grew up in Cincinnati, he grew up up north, I think around Ohio University. Yes, McLovin.
There's a lot of positive energy around the Bengals. They seem to be like buddies. I know that sounds really ridiculous, but everybody was sort of supportive of each other.
Yeah, it was 21-7, and then the Vikings came back, and then it was overtime, and I go, don't lose this game. No. You want to build off this, Ja'Marr Chase. Joe Mixon has quietly had a nice career. Very good all-purpose back. Now, I know what happened in college, and that'll stay with him the rest of his life. And he might not be able to be a star because of that. But Ja'Marr Chase looks good, the offensive line. And I remember that the Bengals, a lot of people thought, hey, take Penei Sewell. Get an offensive line for Joe Burrow. I'm all for that, protecting your quarterback. It helps when you have a wide receiver like Ja'Marr Chase. You got Joe Burrow in a game where Justin Jefferson is playing for the Vikings, and he was with you, and you got Ja'Marr Chase. Those are some nice luxuries that you have at LSU. Well, you did have at LSU. Yes, Paul.
Dan, your Bengals could have a good run this first half of the season at Chicago, at Pittsburgh, Jacksonville, Green Bay, Detroit, then a little tougher Baltimore, but then Jets. First eight games.
Yeah. Yeah, McLovin.
I think they opened as 3-point underdogs.
Against the Bears?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was a little surprised by that.
Well, the Bears are at home. I mean, you're going to usually if they probably look at that game as a toss-up. Oh, congratulations to Fritzy's Broncos.
That was a nice win.
Thank you, Todd. That's all you get.
That's all I get. A nice win. Four syllables.
Yeah. You got the Giants. You beat the Giants. Congratulations.
On the road.
Yeah.
Life.
Yay. And Teddy Bridgewater.
Not an easy place to play in Big Blue Land.
I don't know about that.
They're pretty loud there.
It's a whole lot easier when you're playing the Giants. You might go, boy, that's a tough place to win. Yeah, when the Giants were really good, it was a tough place to win.
They got a good defense.
It's interesting that, there aren't many places where you go and you go, boy, that's a tough place to play, and the team's not any good. Although that home stadium advantage for Kansas City, that to me, that played a large role, it felt like, in just the momentum shift. And once they sensed it, then you have the botched punt, and then you have Mahomes doing what Mahomes does. And Travis Kelce was great. Travis, I think, is going to join us Wednesday. I think so.
Yes.
All right. Thank you, Todd. Yeah, Paul.
What do you guys think of the Rams' new stadium? That's gorgeous, isn't it? It's very majestic.
There was a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Seton brought this up. He said it's almost like they built it for almost like a TV set. It's Hollywood, and you're building something that looks great for TV. And I thought that was that kind of showed through. Yes.
Yeah, because if you look, it's not really that Coliseum-like setting, like, say, MetLife, right? That's more of a traditional-looking stadium. This thing, everything was like this sweeping, beautiful view. And you're like, how is there even a football game going on inside there? It just really looked great on screen.
And the uniforms look great. Matthew Stafford, you want to have a debut with the new team? Boy, that's the way to do it. Here's my first pass. And then Cooper Kupp, down the middle, down the seam, and the Bears looked a little discombobulated. And then Andy Dalton throws the interception.
Tip pass.
Is Justin Fields going to start week two at home? Because I said I wouldn't start him on the road Sunday night against the Rams. But at home against the Bengals, yeah, I would. I'd give him a shot. But, you know, the coaches know. The coaches can see how a player progresses. Does he know the playbook? How is he in practice? How do his teammates respond? There's so much more that goes into it other than, hey, Andy Dalton's not our future, and we drafted Justin Fields. We've got to put him in there. He might not be ready, and you want to put somebody in when you believe he's ready because you don't want to have one of those disastrous debuts. You want to have momentum going in. And, you know, Mac Jones yesterday, they didn't expand the playbook. It was pretty much dink and dunk. There wasn't anything that was truly dramatic, but he was very efficient. But he played like I thought he would play. I thought that they would utilize the tight ends. They would utilize the running backs out of the backfield. But, you know, the Dolphins in the red zone, you know, if you're going to force them to kick field goals, you can stay in the game. And, you know, that's what happened. Then you have the fumble. All it takes is that one play. All right, we'll take a break. We have our play of the day coming up, and then I want to get to phone calls best and worst of the weekend, 877-3DP-SHOW. Coming up next hour, we'll talk to the future Hall of Famer, Joe Thomas of the NFL Network, and Carson Palmer, former USC quarterback, NFL quarterback, Heisman Trophy winner, will stop by as well. Your phone calls in the on-deck circle. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, and you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR, or stream us live on the Peacock app.
He's Mike Carmen. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh my God.
The play. The play is called play of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
I'm gonna play it and play it.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
Holmes will step up against it, moving laterally now, throws it, looking for it.
Tyreek Hill makes the catch, burning the defender, peeling back left, 20, 15, 10, 5, and into the end zone, touchdown, Kansas City, 75-yard touchdown.
Courtesy of 106.5 The Wolf, Chiefs Radio Network. Hill has 13 touchdown receptions of 50 yards or more, most in the NFL since entering the league in 2016. That is your play of the day, and it's brought to you by Dollar Shave Club. Make sure you upgrade to a Dollar Shave Club six-blade razor for a noticeably smooth shave thanks to their six precision-cut stainless steel blades. Find your perfect shave at Dollar Shave Club in stores. Dollar Shave Club, dollarshaveclub.com. It was a good week for young quarterbacks. The four quarterbacks from the 2020 draft who started Sunday, Joe Burrow, Tua Tagovailoa, Justin Herbert, and Jalen Hurts, went 4-0, including three wins on the road. The top three wideouts from this year's draft, Ja'Marr Chase, Jalen Waddle, Devontae Smith, all caught touchdown passes and won in their NFL debuts. Some phone calls here, best and worst of the weekend. Let's start with Al in Atlanta. Al, welcome to the program, best and worst of the weekend.
Good morning, Dan. Good
morning, Al.
Best of the weekend, NFL Sundays are back. 7 straight hours of commercial-free football, greatness, and we get it for 18 weeks this year. Worst of the weekend, NFL Sundays are back, and starting those 7 hours, watching the Arthur the Aardvark anemic offense not score a Falcons touchdown.
Congratulations, Al. Good to have you back. Thank you. By the way, we're back with another season. This is the last week for the next great podcast for you to enter in your podcast idea to myself and the podcast team at iHeartRadio. All you have to do is go to danpatrick.com, click on the link on the homepage, and for all the submissions, we will select 10 finalists. You get a budget, opportunity to produce a pilot episode of your show, your podcast. You have until September 17th to submit. Go over to danpatrick.com. Follow the link. Submit your idea. Good luck. Jeff in Detroit joining us. Hi, Jeff.
What up, though? One time for chat. Well, best of the weekend is going to be. I turned 48 yesterday. Got a chance to see the Lions. They tried to come back, but they didn't finish the task. I mean, it is what it is, man. As Jimmy would say, it is what it is. It's just that. But I'm a football fan. And I am so glad that the NFL is back. Sam Matthew Stafford, and then Jameis Winston. I think I called that when I said that the Saints will probably end up in the championship game this year. So I'm trying to be optimistic. I know that McLovin probably will not be coming anywhere near Detroit with the vet that we got because clearly, you got a lot of work to do.
Yeah, but, I don't think you're making the playoffs. But, Jeff, it was a nice performance with the Lions coming back to make it interesting in that game against the 49ers. Sean in Oregon. Sean, welcome to the program. Best and worst of the weekend.
Dan, we're going worst first. The worst was Learfield IMG to the Ducks and the Buckeyes game late in the fourth quarter here in Oregon. Only happened for a few minutes, but the anxiety was pretty high. Best of the weekend was at Oregon O-line and how well-coached the Oregon Ducks were by Mario Cristobal. That wasn't just a win for Oregon. That was a victory for the entire Pac-12.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you, Sean. And look, Oregon just went out. Went out. I mean, no pressure, but you went out and you got a great chance to play for a national championship. You beat Ohio State at Ohio State, and we know Ohio State is going to be there. But now you can say for Ohio State, well, if you're going to have a loss, you want to have it early. All you want to do is get up in the rankings, get up in the conversation, and it's really hard. Iowa's up there now after beating Iowa State. Once you get up there, then all of a sudden you can be in the conversation. It's rare when somebody is 20th, 15th, and you're trying to move up with these programs that just don't lose. And Oregon's got its opportunity. Iowa's got its opportunity. But, when you get up for a game like that, now you got to make sure that you put up consistent performances. And to do that against Ohio State, that was impressive. Really was. And Ohio State put up some numbers. Their defense was just subpar, substandard, and surprisingly bad. Yeah, Pauline.
Your Oregon Ducks follow the Ohio State Buckeyes with Stony Brook next week at home. They have the Stony Brook Wolves at home.
Okay.
1AA.
Don't sleep on them.
Never.
No. Yes, McLovin.
I'm looking at Iowa's schedule. They have the who's who of teams that play at noon. They have Maryland, Minnesota, Nebraska, Illinois, the ultimate noon team, Colorado State. I don't know if they're allowed to, but I don't know what time zone they're in, but they always adjust to be noon Eastern.
Yeah, Illinois, there's a couple of them that are, they're all nooners. Like, you're just like, you're going to be playing at 12 o'clock. Yes, McLaughlin.
I found it a little confusing, the Ohio State game being the game of the day at noon.
Well, that's Fox. Fox is trying to build up that Fox kickoff, the pregame show. They want to, try to compete with the mothership, with game day. And ESPN usually has its better game in the evening, usually on ABC. But, Fox is like, we gear up for that noon kickoff because we want you watching the pregame show. And that's a big game. I mean, other than that, USC losing to Stanford, bad. Yikes. Texas lost to Arkansas. I give Paulie credit because Paulie was like, man, keep an eye out on this. Arkansas is my 5-star pick, and Arkansas rolled up Texas there. But sometimes it happens where you just gear up, you're ready, and then the next week you're just not as ready, even though you go through the motions, and then your coach says, hey, come on, let's go. We got to be ready. I mean, look at Florida State. Florida State played Notre Dame toe-to-toe. Unbelievable finish. And then you're playing Jacksonville State. And this is how that game ended.
Snap to Cooper. Looking down the field. He's got a man. Caught it. He's free. Phil Yall Johnson at the 10. At the 5. Touchdown! Touchdown! There are no flags. Touchdown pass on the final snap of the game. Jacksonville State has won it.
Embarrassing. I mean, I give Jacksonville State credit. They made the play. Florida State helped them make the play. I mean, prevent defense, the only way you can lose is if they score a touchdown. So keep everything in front of you. And you can see the defensive backs are like, oh, yeah, that ball looks like it could get caught. And you get the tackle. No, you get the tackle. No, you get the tackle. And then you're going, wait, how about the Florida State call? Do we have that?
Here's the snap. Throwing the deep bomb down the far sideline. Caught ball at the 10-yard line to the 5-yard line.
Are you serious?
Jacksonville State with no time left.
I just said keep everything in front of you.
The Gamecocks have taken the lead and will win this ballgame.
There's nothing better than the color analyst stepping on the play-by-play guy because his true emotions are coming out.
I told you.
Nick in California. Hi, Nick. Best and worst of the weekend.
Hey, Dan. Morning to you and guys. Best and worst. Fritzy, I'm on your side, man. Good job, Broncos.
Go Broncos.
The worst. Dan, yeah. Aaron Rodgers. You want to cause all that drama in the off season, yeah, and to come out and play in Jacksonville with that performance, I would be way more upset than, oh, we didn't play good.
Thank you. Maybe it's all according to plan there. Thank you, Nick. Yeah, it's working. Does he go back to Jeopardy at some point during this season? Since that there's still an opening there. He sat down with Aaron Andrews and I don't know what this serves. Like, why do this interview? I know that Fox is carrying the game, but you don't move forward with this unless you want this to just stay there where you're going, and he was thinking of retiring and going to another team and wasn't quite sure. And like, that's where all you have to do is say, look, I said everything in that press conference, and I owe it to this team, this city, to move on and try to win. And not keep looking in my rearview mirror. All right, you made your decision. You had a great press conference. I mean, a wonderful press conference where you actually gave answers. But, man, you got to move on, at least for this season. At the end of this season, you want to look back? Great. But you owe it to your teammates and that city. Look forward. Look ahead. Because this should be a very good team. More phone calls coming up. Got our poll question. Who's leading? Is Buffalo running away with this?
No, another team. I'll save it. 83% went on another team.
The most disappointing loss?
Most disappointing.
Wow. Okay. It shouldn't. Well, it's the way the Packers lost that's probably affecting the outcome here. I'm going to guess. All right. 1 hour in the books. Two more to go. Dan Patrick Show. One more item. We close out our 1M drive. Guys, we're all getting older, but you still want to perform at a great level, a high level. And we want to be our best. Thanks to M Drive, you can, the everyday supplement for driven men who refuse to let age beat them. Clinically tested ingredients support healthy testosterone levels while helping maintain lean muscle and giving you that energy you need to fight back against aging every single day. Visit mdrivedan.com. Try for yourself. This month only, take 20% off your first order with a promo code Dan. Free shipping, 60-day money-back guarantee, nothing to lose. Aging is inevitable, but slowing down doesn't have to be. M-Drive helps you perform at your best with top-level T support. Join the community of driven men like me who refuse to let age slow them down. Visit mdrivedan.com. You get more energy, lean muscle, and healthy T support your body needs. Take 20% off your order. Use the promo code Dan. Don't let age beat you. Visit mdrivedan.com.